Long ago in Ireland, there was a man named Sean Kiley. He lived in a little cottage with his wife, his father, and his blind mother. One fall, oh, their harvest had been very bad. So every morning early, Sean Kiley would go out hunting, hoping to bring back something for their stew pot. One morning, he went out early, and he was crossing a harvested field when out of the corner of his eye, he saw something white. So he turned and looked, and it was something large, some animal on four legs, but he couldn't tell what. So slowly he approached, and then he stopped. He realized it was a huge white stag. He thought, I've heard of white stags before, but I've never seen one. Oh, what a magnificent creature. And the beauty of that creature filled Sean Kiley until he remembered the hunger of his family. And he thought, I will have to kill that beast, that beautiful beast. The meat from him will feed my family for many weeks. So then he started stalking the white stag, moving ever so slowly. And when he was within range, he raised his gun, but the white stag looked up, and the amber eyes of the white stag looked right into Sean Kiley's green eyes. And again, the beauty of that creature filled Sean Kiley. But again, he remembered the hunger of his family, and he raised his gun again, and the white stag spoke. Sean Kiley, if you will spare my life, I will grant you one wish. Sean Kiley thought, one wish? Could he give me a wish? Why, it's a huge white stag, and he knows my name, and he speaks. He must be a magical creature. Yes, I will gladly spare your life for one wish. I'm certainly a man whose family needs at least one wish. For my one wish, it's very hard to pick just one wish. The stag said, Sean Kiley, I will give you till tomorrow morning at dawn to decide on your one wish. Meet me here then. Then the white stag turned and strode off into the woods. Sean Kiley forgot all about hunting for the rest of that morning. He headed straight home for his cottage, thinking first this wish would be good and then that wish. But by the time he got to his cottage, he was no closer to a decision about his wish than when he had first heard about the possibility. Sean was warmly welcomed by his family, even though he had brought nothing for his stew pot. He told them about what had happened, and then he turned to his father and said, Father, if you had one wish, what would you wish for? The father said, Oh, Sean, one wish. Well, you know, Sean, we didn't have a very good harvest this year, and part of it was because I'm not as steady and on my feet as I used to be. If I had one wish, I'd wish for a lot of gold, because with a lot of gold, we'd never be hungry again. Thank you, Father. And then Sean turned to his blind mother. Mother, what would you wish for? She said, Oh, Sean, if it was just for me, I'd wish for my sight, because I've always longed to see the faces of my loved ones. Then Sean turned to his wife and said, Wife, what would you wish for? She said, Sean, you know my dearest wish has always been a healthy child. We've had two wee ones, but they both died before their first birthdays. My wish has always been for a healthy child. Supper that evening around their table was quite quiet as they ate their watered-down stew. But all of a sudden, Sean Kiley smiled, and then he started to whistle. And he went to sleep that night like a man with nothing on his mind at all. Apparently, he had come to some decision, but was it the gold his father wanted, or his mother's sight, or that healthy child, or was it something else? Nonetheless, he was up early the next morning, and at dawn, when the white stag appeared from the woods, Sean Kiley was there, ready. When the white stag said, Sean Kiley, have you decided on your one wish? Sean said, Yes, I have. My one wish is for my mother to see my healthy child rocking in its cradle made of gold.